Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Well, listeners, we now bring you a lesson from English for BA second year students titled Australian Literature by Dr. Sumita Roy.
Today I shall talk to you about Australian literature and the distinct identity which this literature has, separate from British literature. British literature was earlier called as English literature. Today we call all the literatures of the world written in English as literatures in English. The reason is simple, and that is, Australian literature has a distinct difference of perspective and a different experience from what we encounter in British literature. For instance, the vocabulary itself is very often different. This you will notice specifically in one of the stories prescribed for you, that is, The Drover's Wife. The term drove or the term drover is not usually used in British English. What it means is, the word drove means a herd of sheep. And the drover, who's a very important person in Australia's economic chain. The drover is a person who leads the sheep in herds or droves to new pastures. Therefore, in a land where sheep farming is important, this is a very significant task. Then Australian literature is also about its convict history. After America got its independence, the British Island started using Australia to send their convicts to. Then there were settlers in Australia who wrote journals. There were explorers who came to the south. They found distinct geographic differences in this country. For instance, the large open spaces, what we term as the bush, is a distinct part of Australian literature. Then we have the Aboriginal literature, which is in the background of Australian literature, overtly or covertly. The folk tradition, the culture, rituals, all this give a great variety and richness to Australian literature, which proliferates in numerous genres today. But you have only a single short story prescribed. I hope this will inspire you to read much more from Australian literature. The story which is prescribed to you, and I'm going to talk about this at slight length, is by Henry Lawson. And I've already mentioned to you the title of the story, The Drover's Wife. The author, Lawson, is one of the important writers of Australia. His writings are characterized by depiction of the gold rush period. This was a significant period in the history of Australia, which can be divided into three distinct phases. First, the promise of wealth. But then, when people were looking for gold, they only found pebbles most of the time. And that is where we find the next stage, the stage of hopelessness. Of course, people give up very rarely, and when they really did give up, that was the stage of ultimate defeat, the third stage, when they were compelled to look for an alternate way of life. This piece of short fiction is very significant because, as I told you, the title gives you some inkling of the vocabulary of Australian literature. In addition, it speaks about the hardships of the bush life and also brings in a gender perspective. For instance, the title is not The Drover, but The Drover's Wife. We shall talk about the story in some contexts, like the title, the narrative technique, the theme, the plot, characterization, and finally, the conclusion. Let us start talking about the title. The Drover's Wife tells us not the title of the protagonist, not the name of the protagonist, but the protagonist's role in society. We never come to know what her name is. But then, the task which the drover does is most important in the story because it takes him away from his family. How does the drover feel about a husband who is most often absent? This is why the title, As the Drover's Wife, gives us the entire story from her perspective. The nameless female protagonist, whose identity seems to be marginalized in a patriarchal society, in her role as a wife, is not the kind of protagonist whom we meet in this particular story. Because the story depicts the wife as having many masculine traits, and the struggle she has to constantly encounter for survival does not make her as a useless appendage, which we would understand by the usual use of the word wife. Wife does not marginalize her. In fact, wife gives her a totally new identity, a totally new role. Next, we talk about the narrative technique. The main narration of this story is limited in time to only one night. When a snake is spotted, the story goes as to how the protagonist keeps her children safe from it and finally succeeds in killing the snake. As students belonging to Indian writing in English, Indian literature and Indian culture, we can make a comparison here. I'm sure many of you have at some time or the other read Nisim Ezekiel's poem, Night of the Scorpion. A similar mother who says, I want to keep my children safe. Thank God my children are safe and the scorpion bit me. This makes the story very universal. Mothers all over the world have this trait. But this main story here in The Drover's Wife is interspersed with recollections of the protagonist. She recollects numerous incidents as she keeps vigil on that particular night. And these incidents remind us of the hardships she has undergone. And also reveals a very popular cinematic technique, which is called as the flashback technique. I'm sure all of you see cinema, and flashback is very important in our cinema today. That is the narrative technique which this piece of short fiction adapts. Next, let us talk about the themes. Isolation is a very important theme. In Australian literature, we find much about isolation because the bush is so huge that your nearest neighbor might be 20 kilometers away from you. This kind of space is something which is unthinkable in many other literatures like British literature, because it is limited to a small island. Isolation, physical isolation from people, is something which is rather unthinkable in our culture too, because our cities and our towns are much crowded with people. The next theme is alienation, which sooner or later comes to everybody's life. Even when we are surrounded by people, we might not be able to get along with all of them. This is the theme which Lawson explores in the story. The young mother, bringing up her children, feels a sense of alienation because she doesn't have anything to do which she would like to do with her life. Life is more or less mechanical. She doesn't have anybody to talk to. There are only the children. Whenever she needs help, she seems to get it from the eldest son only. She misses the company of her husband. But the next theme is again important, and that is the theme of identity. So alienation merges with identity. The drover's wife establishes a strong inviolate identity for herself. And this she does by cultivating total self-reliance. Many incidents are there. When we talk about the plot, I will refer to these again. These incidents tell us about how self-reliant she is. One theme which is quite common, especially in the Gold Rush period literature, is the theme of a shattered dream, the dream of security, the dream of plenty. Some hints of this are there. Of course, since it is a very short piece, not much exploration of all the themes are there. But when we read the story, we can get a hint as to how this young girl, who was very gentle, very reticent, grows up into a very aggressive woman. Now we come to the plot. The plot revolves around the hope that good times will return with the husband's return. The descriptions which she gives of all her past hardships are the main thrust of the story. Of course, as I mentioned to you earlier, the straight line narrative is about the finding of a snake and the killing of a snake. But we have some interspersed stories. These are the stories which speak about her isolation during the birth of her last child. Then it describes how she single-handed combated the bushfire. The bushfire is something typical to the Australian bush. And then help comes, but only very much later. She shows how she struggles against the forces of nature, like the flood, to save the dam and thus protect her husband's hard work. Once more, she has to depend on her physical strength. She cannot sit back saying, "I'm a woman, and therefore I do not have the kind of physical strength a man has." She has to treat her own sick cattle herself. To find a doctor in the bush is almost impossible. Therefore, when she loses two of her best cows, one can feel great empathy for her. Then she has to shoot a mad bullock. Like that, various points are there. From all this, we can find out her character. And when we talk about the end of the story, we must only remember to read the story from three perspectives. One is the universal picture, a picture of poverty and hardship. Then there is the local colour, the drover and his wife, the bush life. And finally, the cross-cultural significance, Indian students reading about Australian experience. I'm sure you will read much more about Australian literature, you will read about Australian history, and you will get a real perspective into this beautiful story, which tells you about Australian life in a very subtle and a very poignant manner. Thank you very much.
Australian literature. That was a lesson brought to you from English for BA second year students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.